Welcome to Faithful Fathering's podcast. This is Rick Wirtz, founder and president of Faithful Fathering, encouraging and equipping you to be a faithful father, a dad that prioritizes physical presence, is engaged emotionally, and leads spiritually by example. Our vision is to see you engaged in raising a godly generation and to see the church reinvigorated on the fathering front. In this podcast series of confusion or clarity, we've talked about freedom. We've talked about the confusion. And here I'd like to move forward in the clarity that we have the opportunity to convey to cut through the confusion. You know, we ended the last podcast talking about Jesus being tempted by the devil in Matthew 4, that the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." And Jesus answered that man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the word of God. Then he tempted him again, that if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from this high place on the temple, because if your dad loves you, he will protect you. Send his angels and keep you from striking your foot against a stone. And Jesus came back and said, no, it's not right to test the Lord your God. And then finally, the devil took him to a high mountain and said, hey, you can save yourself from the journey that you're on to the cross and just worship me, and I'll give you all these kingdoms that will serve you. And Jesus said, no, again, I worship the God says is written that we shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And then the devil left him. You know, Jesus rebuked the devil with the word of God. The devil gave it his best shot to stir up confusion with the "if you are" statements. And there's a lot of that going on, isn't there? That if you are this or if you are that, then these things shouldn't happen to you. If you are a Christian, everything's going to be lovely. Or if you are a Christian, you should buy into all social justice programs. Or if the church was really the church, there would be no poor people around at all. You know, these are all questions and confusion that's stirred up with the "if you are" statements. Another statement the devil likes to use is, "Did God really say?" You know, this started a long time ago in the garden when the devil asked Adam and Eve. He stirred up the confusion by saying, "Did God really say that you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" You remember that story in Genesis 3:1? And Adam had the opportunity to provide the clarity needed to rebuke the devil. All he had to say was, no, God didn't say that. God said we could eat from any tree in the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But he didn't do that. Passivity ruled today, and confusion resulted. Adam and Eve took of the fruit, and of course, that's the fall of man. You know, this is going on today in so many fronts. We just wrapped up our annual Faithful Fathering's annual summer trips, father-son backpacking trip, a week in the San Juan Mountains in southern Colorado, and a week of father-daughter hiking trips where we do primarily day hikes with one overnight. But I'm always intrigued by these young ladies and young men and dads that the theme for the week is to connect, you know. And you know, when the devil stirred up confusion in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, what resulted from that? There was a disconnect in the relationship between God and Adam and Eve. And so when we go into these weeks in the wilderness, our theme is always to connect to a new level of relationship, father-daughter, father-son, as well as father to the Heavenly Father and son and daughter to the Heavenly Father. But in that connection, in the discussions that we have, intentional discussion time with the dads and with the kids, and then specific one-on-one time for dads and daughters and dads and sons, the connection across the week deepens. You know, there's a maturing in their respective relationship. But it never ceases to amaze me how the devil has stirred up so much. Did God really say that there's a difference between a man and a woman? Well, yes, there is. It's in Scripture. But when you ask some of these kids and even dads, they aren't aware, they aren't familiar with the Scripture that specifically states. You know, it's in Genesis 1:27 that says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. So you see, that's the word of God to rebuke what the devil has to say. Did God really say there's a difference between a man and a woman? Secondly, did God really say that marriage was between a man and a woman? Well, yes, he did. In Genesis 2:24, he came in and said, for this reason, a man will leave his mother and father and unite with his wife, and they will become one flesh. You see, that's the word of God rebuking what the devil throws confusion into, that marriage might not be defined clearly in Scripture, but it is. He came on and said, did God really say that family was important? Well, yes, he did. In Malachi 2:15, he says, why one? Why is marriage one flesh between a man and a woman? He says, for the sake of raising godly offspring. You see, blast through the confusion that marriage is not foundational to raising a godly generation. It is foundational, and it's absolutely by God's design that dads and moms are to be engaged in raising a godly generation. He says, did God really say that children should obey their parents? Yes, he did. In Ephesians 6:1-2, he says, For children are to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Furthermore, you're to honor your father and mother, you see. And so that obedience and the authority that goes with a father and a mother is absolutely, again, foundational in preparing a child for respecting authority in the home and respecting authority outside the home. And the other question is, in society today, are dads really important? Are fathers necessary? Aren't they just sperm donors? No, the Word of God says that fathers are absolutely important. In Ephesians 6:4 says, dads, don't exasperate your children, but bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. And yes, Dad, that's a responsibility each of us have to step into. How do you bring your children up in the training and instruction of the Lord? The first is to know the Word of God so that you can identify the devil, rebuke him with the Word of God, and purge this confusion that is percolating in society today and is certainly working to confuse a generation that we're responsible for raising. So I encourage dads to take responsibility, step up into that responsibility. So it's important to realize that back in Genesis, the devil could do nothing until Adam and Eve gave in to the temptation. In other words, the devil had no power except to tempt. And Scripture tells us that we will never be tempted beyond what we can withstand, what we can stand against. So the discipline required as dads is to identify the devil's schemes and be sensitive to how he's working and absolutely rebuke him with the Word of God. So don't grant the devil that power to confuse. This is the takeaway from Matthew 4, that, and it's even more true today, that because man has the power in the resurrected Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to absolutely rebuke the devil's schemes. Dads must be on alert to recognize and rebuke every scheme the devil uses to confuse and distract ourselves and our family. So again, I give the charge to recognize and rebuke the devil's schemes with the clarity that is the Word of God. That's the dad you're called to be, and that's the dad the next generation needs. God bless and Godspeed.